Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're going to do two simonim today, two short simonim, Tof Resh Ayin Tes and Tof Resh Pei. We begin with Tof Resh Ayin Tes, which doesn't even have a name to it. It's just one sif, and it deals with that you light the Chanukah lech before you light the Shabbos lech. The Mechaber writes Sif Aleph. The Erev Shabbos, when it's Erev Shabbos Chanukah, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Tchila, you first light the Chanukah lech, and only afterwards, V'achakach Ner Shabbos, then you light the Shabbos lech. We'll explain why in a moment, but let's first read the Ramah. Hagah, Mavarach Leim Kamochot, the same brachas that you make on a weekday, you make on Shabbos. Afal Bish Madlikin Bot Hayom Gadol, even though he brings out from the Trumas Hadeshet, you're lighting very early in the day, obviously, because you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. So the brachas are the same, and everything is done in the same way, albeit you have to light earlier because it is Shabbos, and it's going to be forbidden to light the Chanukah lift at the right time that we normally do, which is after the Shkia, or after Tzeis HaKochav, according to the different opinions that we brought down. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph tells us, Kedei Lotzeis Das HaYeshomim, in order to fulfill the opinion of the Yeshomim, the Sfilu, what is their opinion? They hold the Yadlik Shel Shabbos Chila, if you were to light the Shabbos candles first, Kibble le Shabbos. You would have accepted Shabbos de facto by lighting the Shabbos lift. Here we're talking about even the man. For a woman, we'll see this is true. But here he's saying, even for a man, if he were to light the Shabbos candles first and then light the Chanukah candles afterwards, it would be doing an Isser of Melacha because he accepts upon himself Shabbos, according to this opinion, the Yeshomim, when he lights the Shabbos candles, the Itzar le Melacha. He's no longer allowed to do Melacha and wouldn't be allowed to light the Chanukah candles afterwards. That is, however, one opinion. Mishnah Berurah brings that up. A road post can disagree. Cholkim al zeh. And they disagree with this Yeshomim. And they hold the Sri Luhu that when a man lights the Shabbos candles, the Lo Taya Kabbalah Shabbos, but looks in there. He doesn't accept upon himself Shabbos. A man is a situation where he lights the Shabbos candles. Let's say Nebuch, his wife, passed away. And he's lighting the Shabbos candles. Then he goes to Shul to David Mincha. And he's going to drive to Shul, head to Gomer. He's allowed to do that because he doesn't accept Shabbos when he lights the Shabbos candles. And therefore, Yal Kain. And this is brought down in the name of the Levush and other Achronim. Al Kain im Hidlik Shol Shabbos v'lo kibel Shabbos Mokshavto. If he lit the Shabbos candles with no intention of accepting upon himself Shabbos, Yochol Lad Dekachakach, he would be allowed. A man would be allowed to go light still the Chanukah lech. Because I pointed out this with a man. Aval ish hamadlek is for a woman where normally the default position is when they light the Shabbos candles, they're accepting Shabbos. So when she lights, she does accept the Shabbos. So then, imkain, she does have a problem. If she lit the Shabbos candles, she can't light the Chanukah lech. Imkain lo tadlik shuv shel Chanukah. She cannot light Chanukah lech. What should she do in that situation where she was responsible to light, but she made a mistake? She could tell another Jewish person to go light on her behalf because the halacha is that you are allowed to ask a Jewish person, you can't ask a guy, but you can ask a Jewish person to do avoda for you when they're still allowed to. There's no din of Amir Li Yehudi, there's only a din of Amir Li Akum. And therefore, she could go ask another Jewish person to go light her Chanukah lift for her on her behalf, and that person will make the bracha Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, but she can then make Vuhu Yevarech Ashek Shalom Mitzvah Tzivon Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Bishvilah. The men will make the bracha for her, but she, Avol Birchas Shosin Nisim, Chen Shechianov, it's the first night, Yom Rishon, Yechol Biatzim Lavarach, she can go do that herself. As the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Shaar Tzion commentary from the Prima Gadim, the Lo Gora Miro Nero says Halacher, because if she were to see the candles lit by somebody else, she'd be allowed to make the Shosin Nisim and Shechianov. So certainly, if it's for her own candles, she certainly can do that. Now, a number of the issue footnotes that we want to do over here. The issue footnote number one brings down Kabbalah Shabbos, according to this opinion, Tzeluya b'amiris hachazin baruch hu mizvashil yom HaShabbos. For a man, when he says either baruch hu or he says mizvashil yom HaShabbos, so that's when a man accepts Shabbos. Tishuv number two brings down Bav Kishuisha Madlika Ner Shabbos Voish Madlik Ner Chanukah. So even if the woman is lighting the Ner Shabbos and the man's lighting the Ner Chanukah, so what's the big deal? Why can't the man let the woman light first Ner Shabbos and then he's lighting? Albeit he's lighting on her behalf, but she's not doing any melacha. Why can't you do it that way? Why do you bedavka light the Chanukah lich first, even in this situation, and then the woman lights the Ner Shabbos? But what you could do over here is let the woman light Ner Shabbos and then you light the Chanukah lich, because even though you're lighting on her behalf, there's no Isser over here. So he says, maybe when it's the seventh day of Chanukah and it's Erev Shabbos, or the eighth day, when you have a lot of candles, so then you would allow the woman to go and light first after you lit one Chanukah lift. So you light one Chanukah lift and then let the woman light because it may not be time to do both. But technically, there is no Isser in doing the woman having her light the Shabbos candles first and then lighting the Chanukah lift by the men afterwards. Albeit, the Ben Ish Chai says, there's Tam Al Pisod, that we don't do this. But technically, if you're forced to, you could. But al pisod, we don't do this. Dishpo number three brings down, V'chein l'gabi mi shehidlik neros Chanukah v'kiva lo Shabbos. If somebody lit the Chanukah licht and accepted upon himself Shabbos, and the candles go out, so then, im adayin yesh zman ad Shabbos, if it's not yet Shabbos, he could ask somebody else to go and relight them again. Dishpo number six brings down, V'chein l'gabi hamitzavis chaveru l'hadlik avur d'or Shabbos. If somebody is asking somebody else to light from Shabbos licht, so he brings down the name of Derech HaChaim, Shashaliach Mavarech. In that situation, the Shaliach also makes the bracha l'hadlik ner shol Shabbos for the person. Just like over here, the Shaliach makes the bracha l'hadlik ner shol Chanukah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, and he writes, V'davka achar plaga mincha. When you're lighting the Chanukah licht, you have to light them after plaga mincha. Shu shav ria kodem laila, which is an hour and 15 minutes, halachic hours, shows manios, before the night starts. K'mo shekasa reish sivim tar reish ayin Beis, like we already learned. U'kvar kasu b'shem achronim d'tzorach li'tein bo shemen atshiyad l'chatzi shoh achar tzisa kochav. You have to make sure that you put in enough oil that it will last not just the normal half an hour that it normally lasts, but it should last the half an hour after tzisa kochav. And the same thing applies. If you're using wax candles, they have to be the thicker wax candles that will last at least a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, not just a half an hour. If you don't have enough oil to do with this, all the candles, or for all the oil, Yira, at least, one of them should at least last till a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. Furthermore, because of Achron, that ideally you should have a mincha before you light the Chanukah licht and only afterwards v'achar kach yadlik. The issue number seven brings down, v'ha'im tzorich le'acher es man hadlokas neir Shabbos k'dei le'acher yoser es hadlokas neir Chanukah. Should you light your Chanukah licht as late as possible, so therefore light the Shabbos licht as late as possible. So you'll light the Chanukah licht almost right before the Shkia, maybe, and then light the Shabbos licht right before the Shkia, as opposed to normally the earlier times that we light the Shabbos licht. So Moshe Feinstein's that sound, the Yigur's Moshe brings down, ain't tzarech, you shouldn't do that. Kivin sha'afim yo'ochem, Adas says, look, so okay, you'll save 10 minutes, nevertheless, haribein kach lo tiyad lokas ner Chanukah bizman hakavua b'mosechol. It still won't really help you in the right time, just make sure you put in enough oil or use large enough candles, it'll last beyond half an hour after the Tzeis HaKochavim, and you'll be perfectly fine. And he adds, essentially, the mitzvah the Rabbanan of lighting, the Chanukah licht was set up every night to be done at the time past the Shki or past Tzeis HaKochavim, the different shitas that we discussed. However, on Friday afternoon, it obviously was set up earlier, and therefore you're not doing anything wrong by lighting earlier. He does suggest, though, that you shouldn't light them earlier than you have to. You should light them near the time that you're lighting the Shabbos licht. So don't light them right from the start of the Plaga Mincha if you're going to light the Shabbos licht much later on. That brings to an interesting discussion. What about in Eretz Yisrael, where they normally light, for example, in Yerushalayim, 40 minutes beforehand? So there are those that suggest in this situation that you move up the candle lighting a little bit, light the Chanukah licht 35 minutes before, and light the Shabbos licht 30 minutes before Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in places like that where they light 40 minutes earlier. And he brings that as well from the Shelos Yeshuvas Or Lutzium, Shiyasu Lahadlik Neiros Chanukah Ki Esrim Dakus Lanei Shkia, light the Chanukah licht 20 minutes before the Shkia, in order that you can then light the Shabbos licht about a Reva Shah 50 minutes before the Shkia, and this way you'll make sure that you're lighting it at the latest possible time. Dishav Udom 8 brings down for a child who's lighting the Chanukah licht that you should also make sure, according to Rav Azza Zatzal, Shede Ere Shabbos Dailu Lahadlik Rakner Echot Godol. At least one of its candles should be big enough. If they're writing, again, little colored candles, and it's not going to last till it passes Tzeis HaKochavim, then it's really problematic, so at least give him one candle that will last long enough. Dishav Udom 9 brings down, Faner Shebo Yitin Harbi Shemen, the extra candle, if you're only able to do with one that will last long enough, that should be the newest candle. That's the one that you're really making the mitzvah on, and not one of the ones that's for Hidur mitzvah. Dishav Udom 10 brings down, if you don't have a minion to go and daven mincha before you do that lokas nero, so the Eliyahu Rabbi brings down, so then yadlik v'yachakakis bal, then light on your own, and then go to shul the regular time for the minion. Don't miss out minion in order to have the sidur of davening mincha before you light the Chanukah licht. Don't be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur. And he brings down from Yashas Atzal, based upon the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Zayin, that he brings down from the Prima Godim, Shekol Adin Lahakdim Tfilas Mincha. The idea of Davni Mincha earlier is Rak Kishe Evshar Lasus Kain, if you can do this with a minion. But to be Mavatal Tfilah B'tzibur, that's incorrect. So for those, for whatever the reason, cannot get a minion earlier in the day, so then light the Chanukah licht and then go to Shul Davni Mincha with the Tzibur. Dear Shifu number 11 brings down, in the Spal Mincha, Shochav Dalit Kislev, La'acha Shekbar Hidlik Neres Chanukah. So if the first night you lit the Chanukah licht early, and then you go to shul and daven mincha, so he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shiyomar b'tfiloso, you daven in mincha al hanisim. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees, and he says, lo yomar al hanisim. a very interesting machlokes. And with this, we conclude Simon Tof Reish Ayin Tes. And we now start Tof Reish Pei. Mitzvah Hashem will finish it as well. Short, Shlo Laniach Chaneiro Samach LaPesach Lel Shabbos. Especially on Friday night, don't put the Chanukah near the door because they could blow out. So the Machabes says, Sif Aleph, the Lel Shabbos Tzorich Litein Shum Dovor Lochot Bein Haneiros LaPesach. On Lel Shabbos, when it's Chanukah, so in this situation, you should put something that is going to block between the candles and the doorway, Bishul Haruach, to prevent the wind, Shalo Yechab Haneiros Kishopaseach Zedela. Something should be a wind break over there so that if you open the door, so the candles don't blow out. The Mishabur explains to Sivkot Nalev, but what then the same thing applies, behold, in a weekday, Tzorich Lizorbezet. Same thing had to apply in a weekday as well. You shouldn't put the candles right where the wind is going to blow. But on Friday afternoon, you need extra shmir in this situation because normally we say that we do have the minhag to go and relight the candles. On a weekday, it's no problem. But on Friday night, obviously, you can't relight the candles because it's now Shabbos. And this, your footnotes 1 and footnote number 2 point out how you have to be very, very careful in terms of making sure that you don't have the candles blow out by doing various things, ayin shom. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Bays tells us, when you're lighting indoors and it's right by the doorway, same thing would apply if you're lighting on the other side of the doorway as well. Where this halacha was discussed, the same thing applies. You should always be careful. However, in a situation where you're lighting in the Beis Choref, the Beis Choref is basically a house in the winter that is heated. So it's a room, lav davka, a house. You're talking about we're lighting in the room that's heated. And there's an entranceway into this Beis Choref, like a foyer or a vestibule of some sort. So then, ein loch shlehiba, we don't have to be concerned that it will blow out because you have a separate room blocking it. And da afilu, even if, yichbe b'ptichoso, ein ze psikresha. And even if it were to go out, it's not a psikresha because it's not necessarily going to happen. Unless im lo shepasach beis achorif mechuvan kineged pesach habayis, unless you open up both doors at the same time, and this way you have a direct blowing it out between the foyer and the room that you're lighting the candles in, mechuvan kineged pesach habayis ha pasuach lechotzer or l'shus harabim. Unless they're both aligned, then if you open them both at the same time, you would have a problem. Dozi zol l'no pesach habayis called him shivdach pesach beis achorif. He brings after the box, so then you should be very careful that you don't open both doors at the same time. So you only open the outer door. And any air that comes in will go into this foyer or vestibule area. It won't go into the house. Then you close the outer door. And then when you go into the inner house door, so there's not necessarily going to be any wind blowing out the candles that are lit by the door. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, quoting the words of the Mechaber, Bein Haneros LePesach, that you should put something blocking in between the candles and the open doorway so it doesn't blow out. So he says, if you blow nothing, and if you didn't put something there, so then also Liftoach HaDelos, and you're not allowed to open up the door, because as soon as you open the door, the candles are going to be blown out. And he says, "V'ayin le'el and simon reishai and zayin in Hilchos Shabbos in the Bi'ur Halacha over there in the Dibur Maskil Kedarko where this was discussed." And we can see this in both Dirshu footnotes number 3 and number 4. He says, "V'imadelas besucha ubal l'sog." If it's open door and you want to close it, the Ramah over there in simon reishai and zayin says that's perfectly permissible. That's not a problem. Shabbazet ena osa klum. Nothing's going to happen. Lo mechabe v'lo maber. It's not going to cause it to go out. It's not going to cause it to go and increase. So therefore, that would be allowed. And furthermore, in Dirshu footnote number 4, he brings down that it says over there, in the name of many achronim, Shemaner munach nege pesich asadelis. If it's right by the opening to the doorway, also levtoach osoafilu benachas. Then you can't even open up very slowly because the wind may come to blow it out. However, he says ach b'lokum shein ruach no shevus mibchos. But if there's no wind outside, then one could open it up slowly. You could rely upon the opinion that it's not a psikresha. It's not going to blow it out. And therefore, if you open it carefully and slowly, you would be allowed to. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, the Erev Shabbos also likboa neiros badelas atzmo. On Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't put the candles on the door itself. Some people would make some sort of a hook on the door and actually hang the menorah or have a platform coming out of the door and put the actual Chanukiah, the menorah, on the door itself. So he says, on Erev Shabbos, don't go and do this. Achori adelas, put it behind the door because it's likely to come out. However, he does bring down an opinion of Yesh Mishamatir in the Ber Hagola. He brings this down in the name of the Maram Rutenberg, in the name of his Rebbe, Harav Rabbi Shmuel, that you'd be allowed to do so, Yesh Mishamatir. And he says, as well, these were discussed, the Ramah points out, Ayin El and Simon, Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Alev, where in Hilchos Shabbos this was discussed. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet tells us, Shepsichoso Unilioso, Mekarev Hashem Laner, O Marachik Mimena, because when you're opening and closing this door, you're actually shaking and moving the oil around. So it's either going to come closer to the wick, you're enhancing the oil, and therefore you're going to be over Mavir, or you're going to pull it away, and it's going to be an aspect of Kiboy. So therefore, don't put it over there. And as I just said, it'll either be an Isser of Mechaba or an Isser of Kibui. He says, even though it's not your intention, nevertheless, who psikresha, it's a psikresha, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. The Sharatzion Oz Dalit brings down, he says, we're going to learn, and that's what the Ramah mentioned, look in Simon Reishai and Zion, where we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, the Bener Shol Shaiva v'Shochel Mutter. For a wax candle, this isn't a problem. Or a candle that's made out of fats, because it's solid, and you're not blowing it or changing the burning of the candle, as opposed to with oil, which you are. Chavetz Chaim continues and he says, according to this Maram Rutenberg that we said, V'yesh Misha Matir, the Maram Rutenberg was Matir in the name of his Rebbe, Harav Rabbi Shmuel. So he brings down in the Torah that they hold the Sfira Lei, the La Psikreshu. They say it's not a Psikreshu, and that's why you're allowed to do this. It's not guaranteed that it's going to happen. If it does happen, it's not your intention, and it's not automatically going to happen. That's why you're allowed to do this. And he says as well, Umay Mara Gemara, Shom Yefarish Delokepe Rishri. Not like this. There's another opinion, a different opinion that says, it's brought down also by the Tur, and the Vilna Gaon gives another pshat. He says, the Tama Yesh Mishamati, says, the reason why the Maram Rutenberg, in the name of his Rebbe, Harab, Rebbe Shmuel, permits this, is because they hold the Sirulei Kipsik Ha'orich. They hold like the Pasak of the Orich that says, the Psik Resha, the Lo Nichole Mutu Lechatkila. Since it may be a Psik Resha, but you have no benefit from it whatsoever. And therefore, this is called a Psik Resha, the Lo Nichole. You have no benefit from it. You don't want it. And therefore, it is allowed even Lechatkila. And he says, Vafilu Perizeh, Gamkin, in Halachi Deazu. We don't pass it like this. Whatever the reason is, the Rab Mechokalov, because many argue with this, my Rab Rutenberg, in the name of his Rebbe, as it says in Simon Shinchov, Sif Yudches, Ayin Shah. The issue for number 6 brings out an interesting question. What about Tiltu Muktzah? How are you allowed to open this door? Aren't you moving something that is Muktzah, right? The door is attached with the menorah, so how are you allowed to move it? So he brings down She'ein Bekach Isser. Here there is no Isser. Why? Mishum She'ein Adelis Nasis Bosis Lener. Because the door is not becoming a foundation for the Ner. Lefishi Chashuva. It in itself is Chashuva. Shema Shemesh is a bias, because that's how you get in and out of the house. Ubotli Lov Lo Ner. And the candles are subsequently bottled to it. He brings down the Bir Halach over there, and the Yerushalmi is Machmir Bezeh El Emkein Shochach. B'tzorach Inyan L'maisa. He says, unless you forgot it there, for whatever the reason, you wouldn't be allowed to move it. And B'tzorach Inyan, he says, Halach L'maisa. The Shon Halachas brings down, based upon the Shara Tzion that we just read, Sifkot and Dalit, Shehite B'ner Shol Shaiva V'lo Chilek Ben Im Shochach Husham U'Ben Im Inich Husham Kavana. That they don't seem to make a distinction whether it was left there or was intentionally put there. Finally, Ulagabi Tiltu Shulchan Shidlikolov Nera Shabbos. What about moving the table that has the Shabbos candles on it? So we already learned Shem Bedein Hashmoshos Hayemunachal Shulchan Lechem O Shai Dvarim Shetzarachos on the Shabbos. If there was something else on the table that made the table a basis Ledover HaAsur Uledover HaMutter, so then in that situation you'll be allowed to go and be metaltal of the table. So if the candles are on it, but you also have the challah on it, and you also have other dvarim on it, so then you'd be allowed to go and move the table. He says, "V'hayinu ba'ofen sheyefshul l'nair is a muktzah machmas hefsid." That's only in a situation where you can't knock off the muktzah item in a way that it won't break it. So then you'd be allowed to move the table. And he says, "What about neiros chanukah sheidlikum al shulchan ala magash?" You have the neiros chanukah on some sort of a tray or on the table itself. So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down sheminiach alav dover hefter choshev yoser. If you have on it something that is more important than the chanukah. Here you would not be allowed to go and move the table even after the candles went out. Because you're not allowed to move the Neiros Chanukah from their place. So therefore, he says, at that point, you couldn't move the table. Even if there were other important things on it, you don't move the table in that situation. And therefore, omigu disgatsoi levena shabashos. So in this situation, it's different than with the Shabbos licht on it, because you would be allowed to move the Shabbos licht once you lit them. That's not as much of a problem as opposed to the Chanukah licht, where either the minhag or the din is that you're not supposed to move it. However, he brings down from Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, Shemutor Lazizo B'Shabbos. You would be allowed to move it on Shabbos. He feels that that has the same halacha as the Shabbos candles on the table. With this, we conclude this beautiful simon, Tov Reish Pei, and today's shir.